Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Welcome back.
Episode 12?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it 12?
It's 12 in. Absolute. Oh, a dozen wow. down.
Installment.
There we go.
Dozen. Hey, if we were eggs, you'd have a thing of eggs.
That's right. Oh, everyone says that.
That was awful.
Oh, my God. That was bad.
I've heard that saying before.
I apologize for that.
And do you know what they say about 12 chickens? Well, 12 eggs. Okay, come on.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Who says
this
that?
This week we've made a groundbreaking money count.
Oh,
we're
here
at
we go.
656, boys. We made 50 cents in a week.
50 in a week.
Wow. Yes, that is
we're
great.
We're pretty much rich at this point.
I mean, pretty much, right?
We're coming
it's
for
quite a lot of
moolah,
honestly. 50 cents.
Kind of consider making it in the industry, honestly.
Yeah, might as well just
now.
Pursue
of
the
course,
dream.
Everyone's stuck in their house. So if you want to order something from the dollar store, the shipping fee.
Oh gosh!
At this point, we're still really, really down.
So it's true. Battle. Just leave it at that.
Just gonna work up to that party popper. We'll get there
eventually.
So this has been a pretty good week for the monkeys.
Pretty good so far.
Things have been kind of goofy in the podcast suggestions. Does anyone? Remember any highlights?
Yeah, there was one nice one I saw from. Oh, who was it from? I don't know. I remember, but you wouldn't know it if you hear it. Talk about Hot Pockets for a while. And speaking of that,
I know you love your Hot Pockets.
Speaking of that, there is Hot Pocket news. Hot Pockets are releasing a new kind of Hot Pocket, where it's bacon, egg, and cheese inside a pancake Hot Pocket.
That sounds awful.
I mean,
I'm not surprised that you would follow Hot Pocket.
I mean, I would.
Fatty, two by four, couldn't get through the bathroom door, so he made it on the floor, then ate it up and made some
Shut
more.
Shut up.
Jeez.
Why'd you memorize that?
I thought we weren't going to unveil his theme song till later. God.
Oh, my superhero theme song is that.
One last thing about the server for this episode is we did a giveaway where you guess a number, and winner gets Nitro Classic. I did a number generator this morning. Number 169.
That wasn't a number generator. You chose that. You chose 169.
No, you can look in the thing.
It was a number generator.
And the closest to that was 167 from Jin.
Way to go.
Congratulations, Jin. Just
you deserve it.
DM one of us and we'll send you the thing. So, Wyatt, you have a lot of things for this week, don't you?
Well, let us open up with just a little news. In our area, the governor announced that all schools in our state will be closed for the remainder of the school year.
Yay.
That's right.
There we go, boys.
So, we're going to be doing these podcasts remotely for a bit longer, it looks like.
But I'm glad that we figured out how to
do
it properly.
It's way better.
Because that would have been a mess if we didn't figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we have the 2 months until school ends, and then we just have 3 months of summer. So it's going to be a juicy
it's really
juicy half year.
In.
It is.
It's crazy.
Continuing, we have a lot of video game news, a huge leaks yesterday, and we have some official launch titles for each of the consoles. So we'll start with
this is all new.
Wow.
So we don't know.
Start with the Xbox. Obviously, we all know Halo Infinite is going to be a launch title, but it is the first Halo since the original.
It's called the fridge
to launch with a console.
Skyscraper fridge.
The X fridge. Yeah, it's actually the first Halo since the original to launch with a console, which is also I thought that was pretty interesting.
I didn't know that.
Didn't Halo
I thought
5?
That the one.
No, it launched. Yeah. It came out 2 years after the Xbox One came out.
Yeah,
came out in 2015.
Very good. So.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. The only thing I'm like concerned about with that is, besides everything that everyone's saying, is that the Halo trailer only brought into like 5-6 million views, and then Call of Duty trailer is bringing like 30 million. So is it even gonna like
really?
Is it even
well,
gonna
I mean,
like
that just shows
sell as much
how the franchises are going.
I'm just wondering if people still
well,
care.
Call of Duty is a yearly thing, so everyone knows
it's stale.
Yeah, it's getting a bit stale.
I'm worried. I'm worried. I don't know. I hope it's like amazing. Either way,
I think it's.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
I think Call of Duty is more stale than Halo, but also Halo's kind of been shit.
Yeah,
with
recently.
Like 5 and
yeah, 4
well,
and
because
5 weren't great.
I mean, obviously, I think Halo has
Classic
a better
Halo
legacy
games
overall.
I think
because you think about how many bad Halo games versus how many bad Call of Duty games.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Call of Duty as a whole has released more games.
That's true.
So,
mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna do like a ratio, yeah, Call of Duty has more bad games.
It does.
But I think it's worse to see a bad game for a franchise that only releases like once every 5 years.
It's true.
Versus a yearly one.
I mean,
it's like, oh, yeah,
obviously
it's
the goal. The goal with these games is never to make something bad that people don't enjoy. Like, I'm sure the intention for Halo 5 was good, but it just no one actually cared about anyone but Master Chief. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. It's odd how video games have just taken the forefront lately, because there's nothing else to look into.
Yeah.
Has there been nothing else goofy with, like, a celebrity?
The only movie
we need someone to clown on, boys.
Oh, this has been delayed. Or,
yeah,
this has been canceled.
Nothing new on that this week.
Do you know what I did want to bring up?
What?
Did anyone here watch Saturday Night Live?
I did not watch it.
Last week.
I should have watched it. I did not.
Let me say, that was the most dog shit thing ever
what
seen.
What was it?
They tried to do it from their houses. So they're all on a fucking Zoom call.
Well, yeah, we talked about that last time.
It's just bad,
SNL?
Dude. And then some of them tried to make, like, skits from their houses.
Yeah, it's awful.
Do you know, this really made me kind of realize that the only difference between, like, these guys and, like, YouTubers is a studio and a budget.
Exactly.
It's like, holy shit. Like, Gus Johnson, you guys know Gus Johnson?
Yeah, he's great, yeah.
For listeners, Gus Johnson makes, like, funny skits, and it's always been from his house.
And it's way better than SNL.
Funny. Saturday Night Live, they all tried to, like, make this stuff from their closet, and it's just ass, dude.
I feel
and
like
even
some,
in
like,
the studio.
Some of these shows, they feel like they have to transition for these times, but some of these mediums just don't work.
I think
work.
They should have just stopped. Yeah. I would have rather they just reran old stuff. Like, how do they rely that heavily on... I mean, obviously, because they're used to relying
on they were running
stuff,
old
but
stuff.
But if they didn't have these expensive set pieces and, like, this whole crew to, like, make the show decent, it's just them, like... Ah,
they
geez.
Were running
like,
old
it was,
stuff.
It was eye-opening.
But, like, they were running, like, Christmas episodes. I was like, come on. Really? Christmas episodes? It's April. Stupid.
Even in the studio for SNL, though, like, for, like, the past 5 years, it's just been not
it's so
funny.
Safe is the thing. It's like...
It's not funny
the most
anymore.
Safe humor ever. I guess that's how most shows are nowadays. People are like, I guess people are afraid to take risks with that. People are afraid to take risks because they just get shat on by like public opinion.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's sad, honestly. Now it's like every SNL episode has like the same tropes now, and it's like so apparent.
That's true.
There's always like politics have always been like every comedy, but they just overuse it so much in every.
Okay, yeah. But that's always been LA.
I know, but
I
it's
think
just
that
not
LA,
funny anymore.
It's always been like, it's funny because like, oh, we're being so cool, like making fun of politician, but they're always on the same guy. Like before
it
was Bush, before
that's
all very, this.
That's what it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just always the same dude.
And then it's like, whatever. And that's why stuff like South Park is more rare, because those guys just did not give a fuck what happened. At first, they were like, okay, there's probably... I think they were completely expecting to just get shut down, and they were just waiting until that happened, but then it just never did, and they just kept getting away with it.
I mean, if you go on with that mindset, there's really nothing holding you back.
Honestly, I think that there just need to be more shows that take those risks, but it's so hard because everything nowadays is like Twitter and like fucking cancel culture, dude. Toxic.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Let's go back to Wyatt for a second. Did you have anything else?
Mine is all just video game stuff, so I'll just keep talking about that. I'll just quickly go through the launch titles I already said. Halo Infinite for Xbox, Forza Motorsport 8, and Hellblade 2 are the three launch titles that are supposedly gonna launch with the Xbox.
Who cares about Forza?
Yeah, no one cares.
Honestly,
no one cares.
Fun for like 10 minutes.
Cannot even stand why racing games
are
so popular.
I like racing games, but they get stale real fast.
Oh yeah,
you can Forza's play. Always seemed like GTA, but you're stuck in the car.
Like, I feel like Forza and 1 and have the same experience as the newest Forza. Like,
yeah,
they can't
like
change driving.
The only Forza thing game should be made
motivate
every year.
You is like, oh, that's my favorite car, but then once you get it, it's like, I'm done.
Yeah, and then
that's true.
The PlayStation 5.
Hold on, let's save
what?
Let's save that, Wyatt.
Or are we saving it for a second?
I think we are at about that time for the ad break.
No, all right.
So we will be with you guys. Quick shout out to Timmy McTim, Simon, and Young Pirate One.
Father
our boys
pirate.
Making this pirate, making this pirate, making this podcast run.
Jeez.
Love you guys. They skip straight to the action. Ugh. Why can I not talk today?
You are actually senile. Brain dead. Senile, hey.
Okay, let's just cut to that. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that little ad break. Hopefully, now we can talk without stumbling. Jesus,
fumbling idiots over here.
Okay,
so
a little too much. A little too much coffee today for me, I guess.
Indeed.
You know what's actually crazy? When you stop drinking coffee for like a week, and then you just go back and like chug a whole glass of it.
I can't relate.
Yeah, I have
kinda,
it every day.
It kind of expands your mind.
Wow.
Okay.
I try it.
I'll take your word.
Really opens up the gallbladder is what it does.
So
it gets the pancreas flowing.
Mm-hmm. Just a flow of liquid shit.
Okay. Basically, too much. Yeah. Too far.
God.
I'm going to head back to our podcast suggestions for a second.
Oh, boy.
We have, we do have some goofy stuff to read. Something about Mini-Me.
Oh, yeah.
Mini-Me is the best character of all time.
That's what
he
I
died,
said.
By
I
think the way.
Yes, Virgil died.
Unfortunately.
He died?
Yeah, he's been dead for like 2 years.
He's been dead for a little
shit.
Old news. Old
yeah,
news.
He was like 40-something.
Oh, wow.
Poor guy.
That's pretty young, damn.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
I feel like the celebrity death segment has become just redundant at this point for during this whole period for us.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much shit going on. I feel like it's almost like...
I mean, I hate to assign superiority to certain celebrities, but we're not really going to cover you if you're not that important, let's be honest.
Well, there wasn't... We actually did have a celebrity death this week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Is it a virus thing?
I don't know. He was 81. Brian Dennehy.
No, never heard of him.
Heard about
he
that.
He was in
I heard
Tommy
about that.
Boy... And
I don't
some
even know
other
who that
movies.
Is.
If you saw his face, you'd probably know who he is. But I was like, "Oh, he died."
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Wyatt,
yeah.
You had some more video game stuff.
I'll continue with what I was saying. I'll quickly
you were saying
just
something before I cut you off.
Yeah, I'll quickly just finish the PlayStation 5 launch titles. Absolute city of sequels. We have God of War 2, Spider-Man 2,
what?
Horizon Zero Dawn
what?
2, Last of Us Part 2.
What?
So yeah, those are the PlayStation
Ryan,
5 launch titles.
Just stop.
What
that's
why
news.
Are you just like moaning in the background?
What?
He's like.
I heard God of War 2 and came.
You know, they actually call this the rape of Xbox.
Yeah. So
oh, yeah.
That's interesting. That's going to be all sequels, but also both consoles
sequels,
will
though.
Launch at a pricey $500. So I think we already knew that.
Oh fuck that.
But. They will both be $500.
Play the Wii.
So yeah, I'm not going to be purchasing either until I absolutely have to. I'm gonna be sticking
yeah.
with. What
I think
have.
That there's no reason.
Yeah,
cause
there
that,
isn't.
I'm fine with my Xbox. Like,
it's,
how much better is it besides the games?
It really is not that much better.
Is it, like,
I'm sorry,
well,
I'm not gonna splooge myself for haptic feedback.
PS4 is going to continue. It's not gonna just stop once the new consoles come out. You know
who I think this is helping more than anyone else?
Who?
This is going to help fucking Nintendo.
Probably.
Because if they're releasing consoles for $500 and Switch is still $300,
yeah.
Probably going to get a little cheaper at some point.
Well, also,
and
Nintendo doesn't release...
they're all these titles, like
yeah.
Doom and Overwatch.
I mean, Nintendo doesn't release like a main console like every 10 years, so like... They spend a lot of time on their consoles, Nintendo. Like, it was what?
That's true.
It was like Nintendo 64... Then the Wii, then the Switch, basically. So that's like 30 years right there.
But
GameCube, we forgot GameCube.
I think the only bad part about their consoles is everything seems to be gimmicky.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
yeah.
like, fine. But then, like, the Wii, like, every, like, platformer just had, like, dog shit controls. Or, like, no,
yeah.
not really the platformers that much, but the 3D titles. Anything with fucking motion controls.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
But
the
yeah.
Switch, I feel like, is better because the Joy-Cons can actually track motion.
It's
the
better,
Wiimote.
Yeah. The rape of Xbox. This is actually
okay.
Unreal. I like, if you think about it, how, oh, look, at Xbox has car game. Look at me.
Yeah, well, actually,
I think I've said this before, but the only reason anyone buys an Xbox is Halo. Is because their friends have an Xbox.
That's a dumb
basically the only reason I bought.
No one actually wants an Xbox.
It's true.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I own more PlayStation products than I do Xbox products. So
really,
it's
just
funny because Xbox used to be like pretty much better.
I think so. Like,
Microsoft
just
fucked it up so bad.
The 360
were on Xbox.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We all started.
Xbox Live for the 360 with like that whole like indie games arcade collection.
It was epic.
Was actually so cool.
Yeah.
But then they just started like
just messing it up.
I think it started with the shitty interface on Xbox One.
I think so. That was kind of the beginning of the end.
Slap in the face. I haven't really gone on PlayStation much though. I think I've tried it at your guys' house a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
I definitely like it better than Xbox now. Just because every game that Xbox has that's like good is available on every platform. Like, they have nothing dragging you into Xbox.
Oh yeah, now that Halo's available on PC as well, like, Xbox really has no exclusivity. Shit. So it doesn't really even matter.
I think
they kind of shot themselves in the foot.
Microsoft does these like small cash grabs that just fuck them over in the long run. Like making Cuphead available on Switch, making Halo available on PC.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, it seemed like quick money, but then now there's just no reason to have an Xbox. You have to put up with all this shit, but now there's no give back from that.
Yeah, it's true.
And like Gears of War, Gears of War sucks now, and they're making like a new Halo Wars Gears of War game.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Where it's like turn-based combat
strategy game.
Who wanted that?
Like, whose idea was that?
Like, I thought like after they made the Gears of War pop figure game, like that was it for dumb ideas. But then they went and made, oh, remember how fun Halo Wars was? Let's make Gears of War that one.
Since this is a company as big as Microsoft,
holy fuck, you are terrible.
More like micro hard.
I think that you know, for a company as big as Microsoft,
there you go.
You know that this went through a whole fucking focus group too.
I'm sure.
Like, yeah, this would be good. Everyone liked Halo Wars.
God, yeah. You know what?
Everyone who made the game liked it.
Pop figures.
Why don't we combine Halo Wars and our other washed out franchise?
I know.
Great idea. Profit.
I have a huge list here of video game leaks as well, so I'm just going to quickly read off them. This is like as of like yesterday and the day before or whatever. So first thing is on the list, Dark Souls 4 is rumored to be in production as well. So we might be getting another Dark Souls game for the old Dark Souls fans out there, which could be interesting.
I thought that Kojima was just done with those, but I guess.
Well, Kojima.
Guess not.
Kojima didn't do Dark Souls.
Oh my god.
Oh,
god.
Dumb.
I'm so dumb today.
Out of your ears, Emmett.
God. What are you even saying?
I was thinking of the other guy.
What?
Okay, no,
it's from Software.
I was thinking about the other game at the same time.
What other game?
Death Stranding?
Death Stranding. I was thinking
Death Stranding 2?
From Walking Dead.
Okay, everyone's...
Your voice lagged out when you said it, so I just guessed.
Okay. Everyone's favorite, Call of Duty Black Ops 5.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're doing Black Ops 5. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be a soft reboot or if they're just making another one. It's so basically, this is the end of Call of Duty, essentially. Good night to that. There's an untitled Star Wars game in the works, so I don't really care anymore.
Star Wars is going to be bad.
It's kind of going downhill.
They know who's making it?
It's EA again, so it's going to suck.
Is it EA?
Yeah, it's EA.
Is it going to be like Knights of the Old Republic again?
I don't know. That would be sick. That would be sick. Because that's like a classic.
I still need to play that. I've been meaning to.
Fallen Order 2.
You would be sick if they made like a For Honor style Star Wars game.
Ooh, that would be good.
That would be really cool.
Like actual like flushed out combat.
Yeah. That'd be better.
I'd be surprised if they did that.
That would be surprised. That'd be a different approach, I think, to...
EA has kind of been a dick with Star Wars so
far.
I don't think they should have gotten it.
They fixed Battlefront 2, and Jedi Fallen Order is good, but, like, look at the amount of...
Yeah, but they should have released Battlefront 2 like that.
I
haven't even gone back to it yet since they fixed it.
They should have just kept the original Battlefront and then kept, like, updating it. Like, it really wasn't that hard to perfect the formula. It was good.
I mean,
but they just add too much.
Well, it seems like Battlefront 2 is more prequels-y?
Yeah, it has.
I mean, they could have added prequel stuff to the first one.
It doesn't really have that much original trilogy content.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the first one was all original trilogy.
Right.
I think it had, like, Jakku from the sequels. Or was that the second game?
But, like, the original Battlefront 2 had a good mix. I mean, that was before the sequels came out.
Yeah, but then they started adding a ton of prequel stuff to it. Like, Grievous. I mean, it's sick. Like, Grievous and Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go back to it, but also, I really dislike multiplayer games just in general.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I do too.
Agreed.
And the campaign is not good in that game, so.
I used to really like multiplayer. Like, I used to play a lot of Overwatch and stuff, but
once
then.
Until you drop me down to bronze.
It just gets.
And then we stopped playing Overwatch because you kept maining Pharah and didn't switch and dropped me down to bronze, and
okay.
I stopped playing.
Just give us a play by play.
Stop ranting, Ryan.
Yeah, really just.
It's verbal spamming, honestly.
It is. Do we need to mute you, buddy?
Yeah, come on.
I was gonna say multiplayer games tend to be a repetitive grind, and I just don't see the appeal after a long time. I like single player games because a good single player game feels so like tailored to the experience that you're not just like. It feels like when you play a multiplayer game, if something really cool happens, that was just a complete coincidence. Like it could have happened, or like there's no difference.
Like whenever I'm done.
But
with
like in a single player game, like yeah, there's gonna be cool stuff.
Whenever I'm done with playing a multiplayer game, I always think like, what have I accomplished? Because I know it's like these multiplayer games, they have an expiration date.
It's
I don't
like,
really care.
That's true. See exactly what a multiplayer game is and see everything it has to offer in like 5 to 10 matches of like that game. Like you can, it's hard to like get better gameplay the more you go on. Like it's kind
I think it's also because the progress is like technically like unlimited. It's like you level up and stuff, but it's not like you're moving through a world or a story.
There's no sense of accomplishment, and whatever accomplishment there is, it's just like minor. Oh, you got a new player icon.
You leveled up.
Whoa.
Oh wow, cool.
It's just like once you realize that there's no reason to be showing off to like random players, it's like, oh, that's dumb. Like, I feel like everyone gets caught up in that. Like, oh, I need to get all the cool skins. It's like, who are you fucking flexing on?
Like, no one even sees it. Like, even if you buy, like, a small, like, color change, like, in, like, I don't know, whatever game there is, no one's gonna see it.
Oh,
no,
dude, you can't
care.
See it. No one can see it but you.
Whoa, look
like
at
a Call of Duty gun skin. It's like, whoa, dude, there's a red
like,
stripe.
Like, whoa, dude, I got an octopus chain on my assault rifle. Oh, wait. Oh. No, never mind. You can't really see it. Yeah, I mean, longevity is hard to see with multiplayer games, but whatever. Otherwise...
But then the other downside is that single-player games, you beat it and it's done. Like, you can replay it, but multiplayer... Technically, if you like the game, you can get hours and hours out of
it.
That's
true.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you're just going to get bored eventually and stop. I mean, that's what happened to me with, like, any game.
Mm-hmm.
Wyatt, what were you saying?
So, next game. A Superman game was pitched to Rocksteady Studios, but it was rejected.
Oh, shit.
And now they're working on a soft reboot of the Arkham series with the codename Court of Owls. So it looks like we're going to get another Batman game eventually, which I'm fine with.
That is pretty cool.
I love Batman. It's cool.
I like the Arkham games.
I like
games
Batman, too.
Quite a bit.
The Arkham games are fun.
Yeah. A Lord of the Rings MMO game is in production. I don't really care that much.
Yeah, I don't care.
MMO games
could
tend
be cool.
to be bad. In my eyes, I don't like them. They're even more grindy than any shooter
there
is.
That is so true, dude. Oh, my God. They
I mean, Goat
so
Simulator
content.
MMO?
Okay, yeah. Goat Simulator
I'd
MMO.
I Goat Simulator MMO.
Another level.
It's quality.
Assassin's Creed Vikings game is Ubisoft's next project.
I don't like Vikings.
We'll see about that. Assassin's Creed is sometimes good, so we'll see if it's a hit or miss.
I kind of wish they would return
that
to classic
pretty cool.
Assassin's Creed instead of the RPG of, like, Odyssey and Origins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the one
And then also, Resident Evil 8 is in production, which is sick. Resident Evil 7 was awesome.
That
if
is
you guys
cool.
have played it,
Resident Evil
so
I love
fun.
Resident Evil. I also heard they were doing a Resident Evil 4 remake.
Jesus, oh, wow. They're just doing all. I mean, they're really successful.
Damn.
They're really good.
Resident Evil 4 plays like a modern game already, so it'll be interesting to see what they actually update. Because Resident Evil 2 and 3 are, like, old, ancient.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to cut you guys off, but we are at that time for the end.
At the end of the whole thing? I literally have, like, six more things to talk about.
If anyone wants to join in on the fun on Discord...
Wait, why do we need to stop it here?
Go to Discord.
Why don't we just stop it here? Huh? Why don't we just record for, like, whenever? I still have, like, three things to talk about.
It's about that time.
Does it actually need to be 30 minutes?
I don't know. It's a 25-minute episode.
Eh. Fine.
Good thing. Go to disboard.org, search podcast, and we got the Monkey House for the monkeys. Join up. We'll monkey around, you know?
Of course.
All right. And
all right.
Say some goofy shit, and we might talk about it on the podcast. Otherwise, thank you again to Timmy McTim, Simon, and Young Pirate One. And yeah, that's all for this week. See you guys next week.
Adios.
Peace out.